Rashi on Kuf Tesam Abayz, Telem Echad. So the Apishapas over here came up with this argument. Yes, he had signed, as the father had signed, using that field as an indicator of the boundaries, but it was only one furrow. Manes hamachreshim, the area which the machreshim was the plow would plow. Apnei kolasada shemacher hadesiloi. So next to the field which was sowed, which was there was the sale and there was the and there was the boundary markers. Yes, he admitted that so-and-so owns one whole furrow's worth along that whole length. Between the field which I'm now claiming and the field which there was a mechira and there was this boundary marked off, yes, there's one furrow which belongs to him. Well, I should tell him the cost of Mesopotamia Shali, Samtel Ashtarbal Machisi. So that's what the star referred to, was that one furrow when he said that next door is my field and I signed it that it's his field. So he said, okay, Havli Mias Temel Mechad. You have to give him what that tell him though. Lacha Shehevi Apachopa Shehisimim Raya Shahisa Shalavia. So he brought Raya that he was the owner. Because Lemeno, and the person who sold it to Shimon has no proof that it was his, so it's considered a gzela. Lahoya Lamaxig Skuspa Elafisha saw Aviam Simon Bishmershal Maxig. It comes out that Shimon's claim only stands on the deceased Reuven's admission that the field belonged to Shimon. Amalei I buy a lepichopis, zil havle the masik mias telemechad. Okay, given that. Now havle is to tell him richba the dikla, surest to call him rekav and zel gavzet. There was this richba the dikla, which is something which is desirable. So he said that the father would have said the chazarti v'lakachtiv hemenu la'achar shasisiv simen b'shmoy. The father would have said that I bought it back. So the more says it's nemun, the father would say that would be nemun. The pesha osir who a pesha hitter, because we have a rule in shas, pesha osir pesha hitter. The mouth which made the problem is the mouth which solves the problem. The me'achar shi'esh edim shayisa shaloi. There are Adim that the field belonged to Reuven, the deceased. And we've established that it's been stolen. So the whole right that Shimon has to the field is because of Reuven's admission, by the fact that he signed the shtar, which used the contentious field as a simon. But Rechazav Amar Lakachtiv, he said, I bought it back. So we have a rule of Peshas and Pesha Hitter. Okay. So there are two problems over here in this Gemara. One which Tosis is the Gemara does not say that it's because of Pesach, Pesach Hitter. Tosef here assumes that it's a Migu, not a Pesach, Pesach Hitter, and Tosef grapples with Migu. The problem which we there's a tesis in Babasar, which we'll get to with Hashem, and Afalamad Aman Aleph. Yeah. That tesis builds a very strong rule that you don't say Migul Mafreya. Migul Mafreya means that a person walks on the bezin and he has two. What's a migul? A person walks on the bezin and he has two options. He could say A or he could say B. And if he says A, he's believed. If he says B, he's believed with a migul that he could have said A. But he walks on the bezin and he gives one half of B. An admission, whatever it is, and later on he comes along and says the second half, which is believe with amigo of A, but the problem is once he said the first half of B, he cannot say A anymore. So it comes out that the amigo only kicks in later on when he says the second half of B, which by now he's forced to say that he has no other option. Am I making sense? Okay. So Reuben contending about a field, that's the topic over there. So if I recall correctly, the case is like this, that Reuben, who is is a known previous owner of the field. So we have a rule by Karka, whoever's the known owner wins. Reuben, who has Adam, that he's the Morikama, walks over to Shimon and says, what are you doing in this field? Shimon says, I bought it from Levi. So Reuben says, it's very nice. I'm the Morikama. Who's Levi? Right? So Shimon loses. Shimon says that I think the case over there was Reuben did not have Reuben did not have Adam that it was his. Shimon says, I bought it from Levi, who bought it from you. So that kind of like we don't have Levi here saying, making the claim that he bought it. If Shimon would have said, I bought it from you, shouldn't we be believed? Shimon said, never was yours, also be believed. But instead he said, I bought it from Levi, who bought it from you. So that doesn't win, that loses. Your murder that belongs to Reuben, you're claiming you bought it from Levi, which you have no. So how do you know Levi bought it? You bought it through Reuven's, you bought it from Levi, Mehekatesi Levi was the owner. So you have the words Kamehdi, I was there when Levi bought it from you. Oh, okay, very good. He didn't say that originally. So if he would have walked in the bezin and said to Reuven, yeah, it was yours. I saw Levi buy it from you, and I bought it from Levi. He would win. He didn't say those words I saw. He just says, I bought it from Levi. Who bought it from you? So he loses. He says, yeah, no, I was there. Well, that's very nice. Well, now that's the only thing you could say. You can't say, well, it was never. He could have said, I bought it from you. He could have said, it never was yours. But now once he had said it was Reuven's, and Levi bought it from him, what's he supposed to say? So he says, excuse me, sir, you know, you lose because how do you know? I said, well, I know because I was there. Oh, well, thank you. Now you don't have amigo anymore. So it's amigo mafreya. So once you set something in place, you don't have a choice. Right? So over here, what's his migul? He could have said that in our scenario over here, Shimon's in the field. Reuben could have said that Shimon had no right to the field at all. But he didn't do that. He already signed it on a shtar and which made it Shimon's. Now Shmuel is saying, he's coming along and saying, I bought it. Yeah, of course, yeah, but what else are you going to say? It never was Shimon's? You can't say that anymore because you signed it. That it was Shimon's. So you don't have Amigo anymore. So, yes. So what's the source of the Nes Namonis of Chazarti B'l'Kathli B'Memenu? So Rashi comes along and says it's a Pesha, it's a Pesha Yitur. So Rashi is before that even though Amigo, you have a problem with Amigo L'Mafreya, but Pesha, Pesha, you don't have a problem of L'Mafreya. So what is this known amonis of Peshas and Pesha Hitter? Toshish Shita and Shas, like you pointed out, the Peshas and Pesha Hitter is the same thing as the Migu. It's a very strong Migu. I could have kept quiet. Nobody asked me to do it. Nobody asked me to do this. Well, now that I did it, yeah, well, believe me in the second half. But that's only because of the Migu, but there's a rule by Migu, you don't see Migu and Mafreya. Rashi learning Peshas and Pesha Hitter, when we discussed then, the Peshas and Pesha Hitter, one way to understand that is that it's a sum total of zero. Right? I was an Eishes Ish, and now I'm divorced. She walked in bed. We have no knowledge that she's an Eishes Ish. She says, I was married. Oh, the person says they're married. She gives herself a status of a married woman. She can't marry anybody in the world. He says, yeah, but I got divorced. Good. She walks in the bed, and a month, says, I'm married. She walks in the bed, and Tuesday, and she says, I was divorced. She says, well, I'm sorry. Once you walk in the bed, and you're married, that you're married, you're also the whole world. Now you can't say you're divorced. You've known the mother that you're divorced once we establish you're married. If you would have walked in and said both at the same time, what you're telling me is that you didn't say anything. I said, I was in HG, so now I'm divorced. That's what you said. So it means you basically said nothing. Because the sum total of what you said is that you're wanted to marry. But when you walked in the bezin on Monday and we accepted your statement that you're in HG, then you walked in the bezin on Tuesday and said, by the way, I'm divorced. Too late. Comes like a morsel. No, it's not too late. You signed it 3 months ago and now you're saying you bought it. Yeah, Pesha 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 Hitter. So the Shita says over here, you see that Pesha Pesha Hitter is an amonis beyond the regular din of Migu. And there's no problem with the Mafreya. And it's anything which a person says is only true because the person has established it. He has a right to modify it. Even though there's a time lapse between the two things. That's a rational of the Gemara. So he says, no, it's a Migu. So he says, well, we got problems in this Migu. That's one. So he says, the second problem is that the Migu is the Migu over here is, he could have said the Shar is Mazuyev. So he says, what's the Migu? The Migu is right now you're pulling out this document in Bezdin and saying that you admitted. They said, I admitted. Who said the star was valid? It's Mazuyah took a star. So Tosis says, the Migu was immediate. It's not that he admitted 3 months ago. It's right now, you're pulling out this piece of paper, which you could have said Mazuyah. And said, he says, yeah, it's true, but by the way, I bought it back afterwards. Okay, so that's a valid Migu. It's not a Migu, I'm afraid. Says, but the problem is, we have a rule, but we don't tie it up with Mazuyah for reassignment. Because the Musul Shchicha, we don't tie them. In general, Shtaros were not Mazuyah. So now you're making the Migu based on a tie which you would not have said for the assignment. So that's Tosis's question. So Tosis says, so here we have an interesting question. How does Tanina work? Where we are saying for the assignment. So we're saying that the assignment, if the father would have been here, he would have been believed to say Lekachti, based on a Migu of Mazuyah. We will not say Mazuyah for the assignment, but we will say Lekachti. Can the din of Taninan that we will say something for the assignment work based on Amigo, which that title will not work? So this proves that we see in this Gemara and other Gemaras, yes. So it means Taninan is not. It's if this is a taina which the father would have won in Bezdin, the assembly have a right to win in Bezdin with that taina also. There's certain tainas we won't say for them. That's fine. But a taina which we're willing to say, even though the source of the nemanis is a migu, and the assembly don't have the migu, that's not what they win. They don't win because as if they're using the mechanics of winning in Bezdin. They're winning because their father would have won. Their father would have won. That's Tosis's um, As the Tosfos says, you see from this Gemara, all the Gemaras that you see that we will do that. So there's a Mechos Rashi and Tosfos, how to learn the Gemara. Tosfos learned the Gemara over here that the Miga was not, it's not because of Peshash or Peshash Yitzhak, because it's a time lapse. It's because of, right now it could have said Mezugif, which we will not say for the assignment, but the time of Lekakhti we will say for the assignment. Okay. So the Mishnah. Mishalach l'madidus hayam v'abad derech sedeyu. Okay. So he has four fields around him. There was some type of path from his field, which is on it, back out to the road. He went through one of the fields. Meanwhile, while he was away, so wherever that road was, it got absorbed into one of the fields around his field.
That wasn't his.
That wasn't theirs.
Yeah.
Right. See, he had this access right he owns. Meanwhile, it's been stolen from him. Okay. So see, he body owns something. We don't know what it is. So the most you can prove is that the shortest path to the road belonged to him. He owned at least that much, or maybe more. But he owns something. So he gets the smallest amount. He's going to buy it. If he doesn't want to buy it, it's no problem. It says jump.
Jump.
Fly.
Fly. You don't want to pay for it? No problem. So fly.
You have no right.
Okay. The people who have the fields around the boundaries of his field, whoever it was, took possession of it. He could force them to give him a access right. He can't take more than the minimal amounts. Okay. So the more my time with the Rabbanon, Shabbat Kamar Abin, Abin seems to be saying a good point. Some of Yehuda Merav, Kigun Shikifua, Arboa, Bene Odom, Me Arba Ruchisa. It's four different owners.
Right.
Some more says, yes. So then, see, each one says, I didn't take it. So, which is right. Prove that you're being tevei something from me. I'm saying I didn't take it. So the more says, then you're right. Yehoki, my time with Admin. So what's Admin's logic? Okay, so the more like this. I'm a rabbi. We can have that one point in time all these fields were owned by one individual. And now it's four, so if it'd been one individual, so he said, listen. All four fields around me belong to Beryl. So listen, Beryl, my path is somewhere amongst your fields. See, it's Vada, it's not a Suffolk. Yes, you have a right to say you only give me the smallest amount, but you have to give me something. Okay. So then, Adam is right, the Chumra don't make it are difficult to understand. If it's four different owners, the Chumra right, and Adam doesn't make any sense. Where it says, well, what about if the ownership changed from the time of the original arrangement until now? Originally it was owned by one person and now it's owned by four, or vice versa. So what happens over there? So if originally it's owned by one person, so there was a bad time, and now it's owned by four. Each one says it's very nice, but who said it was by me? But what about the opposite? It's originally owned by four and now one person owns it. So the one of those four fields, Vade had the person in the middle, Vade owned, And now one person owns it. So he says, listen, my path is vaded by you. Right? So that's Adam's argument. So Rabbi says like this. So the case is, our bo does to be karcha bo, if it's four owners, based on four original owners, or even if our bo does to be karcha, even if it's four owners based on one original owner, kuliyamo pligi the moti matchile. Everybody agree. Adam also agrees that each one can say, it's four owners now, each one can say, they can say, take a walk, each one can say, take a fly, right? Each one says, like, hechate sits by me. So, matzah will never die. You have to pay for it if you want. Where's the machlokes? Kipligi bechad also be karchar bo. If it was four, it's one person, there was four original owners, and now one person owns all four fields. So then Adman says, Adman is sober, mikom okam, darki isti gaboch. Listen, you, Mr. Owner of all these four fields, vada, my derech is by you, give it back to me. So he has no response. So what shot the chachamim? Rabbanan Savri.
Rabbi, the path is only valuable to get to his field, right?
Well, the other purpose is that you plant it.
Well, that's what I was thinking. So, but if it's only purposeful to get to his field, so a shorter one would be more valuable. But if it's valuable for something else, then a longer one would be valuable. So if there's different lengths of fields around.
The person who owns fields around wants to plant them. So for him, longer is more valuable.
Right.
So he's saying, we're being tevei from him to give land. The most we can force him to give is the smallest amount of land. So that's you give him the shortest field, you get the shortest path. Okay. Rabbanan and Sari, Rabbanan came along and they said that this, the following argument. Ishaskas, Shaskas, V'iloi, Hadron Ashtar Lamarayu, Lamotz Lashri Dinah Bahadayu. So they came up with this new swara that I'm coming from four people, and each one had a right to tell you to leave. So I don't lose that skus because I bought four fields. So it's almost as if I were, I could say, I can revert it back to the original state where you had no way to win. Because I would give back the starvers, each one of them, and let them come to Bez and fight you. And you would lose. So the fact that now it's one person doesn't change anything. So the more phrase is, so what's he offering him? He said, listen, either you keep quiet, or I'll make it, you're vada going to lose. So I mean, either you lose. It's one of the two choices. So as he says, the choice is, if you don't give me a headache and take me to Bezdin, make a big ASIC with this thing, I'll try and give you a discount. Take the best, then you're going to lose, because I will guarantee that those people will come, each one will stand in his own place, and you will lose, and then you're going to be forced to pay a much higher price.
Doesn't the Bezdin consider the fact that, I mean, that all four are saying that it wasn't, I mean, he had to have an entry. All four are saying, okay, individually, okay, he loses. But collectively, I mean, you got all four saying, no, it's not mine. I mean, Bezdin, he had to have it. Someone, one of you four is guilty.
Yeah, but it's four court cases.
With the same issue to this man's field.
I understand, but it's four. It's each one. There's a claim being made from Reuven against Beryl, and Reuven against Shmerel, and Reuven against Yankel, and Reuven against Doiv. Right? Each one says, "Not me." Bezdin says, "Well, collectively, one of you out of hand." Okay, very nice. Each one says, "Why me?" What do you want to do?
What's the answer? I don't know.
The answer is you hold on to your star.
Yeah.
So this gentleman that bought the four is saying he can return the land to each of the four and thereby, or even just one of the four perhaps, and thereby prevent this guy from winning.
Correct. It's basically the point he's saying that since they would win, so he bought from them the right to win in Beis Din. He doesn't lose that by the fact that he bought more properties.
It's not that literally.
So their right to win is based upon the separation of cases. And in each case, you can't demonstrate that it was this particular judge. By buying all four, that disappears. It becomes one case, not four. It would seem.
Yes and no, because what he's saying is, I mean, theoretically, I can abdicate and give it back to them.
You could, but you haven't.
Try me. That's what he's saying. If you want to negotiate now, we'll negotiate. If you don't, try me. See what I'll do.
It's really good aim.
We're actually making a decision based upon this. We're not leaving the option by the gentleman whose land was taken. We're adjudicating.
He has no recourse.
I understand, but there is, each time he purchases something, each one which he purchases it with a full skus of the whole property. What's going on with Baraya is not a how do I say it? It's a din. It's not, you know, we don't seduce, that's just a tough luck. It's not just we don't know what to do, so let's say it's tough luck. It's a din. That calls one, you can't prove something in Bezin against him, he owns it. So they had full ownership on these properties. So he's just saying I'm holding on to that reality. The chiddush of this Gemara is that reality is not, doesn't just wake up in Beis Din. That's a reality which exists before you go to Beis Din.
The situation previous was there was Vadai access to his field.
Let me go back a step. When there's four owners, and he goes to Beis Din with the four owners, and he loses, how do you understand that? It's wrong, but we have no choice?
Yeah.
No, that's wrong. Muslim of Araya is a psak.
The
Beis Din Paskin, it's his, and his. And yeah, in Shemaya, that's very nice. But regards to psak Beis Din, it wasn't a decision we don't have to do, tough luck. It's a psak, and Beis Din called Muslim of Araya.
So the reality of this guy previously had access.
Is irrelevant now.
We're denying.
Not denying. That's the psak and what's with the
Baraya. So saying we can't do anything about it is a different issue.
I'm not saying I can't do anything about it. That's wrong. That's what I'm saying. That's not the psak. What's with the Baraya is not we can't do anything about it.
Right.
It's irrelevant in Beis Din. Beis Din does not deal with that because it's irrelevant. So the psak of Beis Din, this field belongs to Reuven, this field belongs to Shimon, this one, and this, and he has no ownership. It's a psak. In other words, when I walk into Beis Din right now, you come and say, listen, that's my shirt. Beis Din says, we know very well, it's very well possible it is your shirt. But right now we're going to pass this other Rangel's shirt. Now I go on a Mekadosh and Isha with it. What's the status? Mekadosh and Isha with it. What's the status? Body or something?
If it's not your shirt, then it can't be Mekadosh.
No, I'm Mekadosh. It's my shirt. You walk and say, listen, it was your shirt yesterday. It's very possible it was your shirt yesterday. I could be a liar. Could be I stole it. But Beis Din Paskin was a liar. Now I have a kaddish issue with it. He said, listen, really, it's not a kedushin. We don't know. But misafik, we have to imach. We don't say that. We say it was a decision, and now it's a kedushin.
With the shirt, there's no vadai that there used to be
access. We bring Adium that the shirt was yours yesterday.
Yeah, the Edom say that the shirt was yours yesterday?
You have Edom the shirt that was your shirt.
But it doesn't say anything about today.
Maybe I bought it, maybe I stole it. It's a suffix.
Exactly.
Right?
Here, there's no suffix. We know
again, but that's part of the thing. Muzzle of Araya is a psak. It's not. Listen, we don't know, but let's. What are we supposed to do? It's a decision.
Well, when they divide it up, though, they don't necessarily know, and they have to force somebody to sell the shortest path if there's four different owners.
No, they don't.
If there's four different owners.
He gets nothing.
He gets nothing.
He wants to buy it. He can buy it. We'll negotiate. You know, let's talk about money.
So it's not like the shortest guy has to be the one that negotiates.
No.
Okay. So that's...
Admon is saying that once one gentleman owns all four...
Right, no, I got the one.
Right, I agree with that. Even if one gentleman owns all four...
In a case where he came from a kerech of four, the psak and mitzvah... Whether we like it or not, that's the dinner of mitzvah of Araya. That's the Gemara. There's a Gemara... The person says in chatzvi didi chatzvi. The Morse says there's a story of Nasad Rabba, right? Rabba is the person who passed on the case. It's called Nasad Rabba. So we see Beryl grab away a piece of silver from Shmerel. Beryl grabs it from Shmerel. So, and there was one aid that it happened. So Shmuel takes Beryl to bed and says he took my nascha. Nascha is a piece of metal. So Beryl says, "Yeah, I did. In chatvi, did the chatvi? I took it, but it was mine. A minute before you came, he stole it from me. I just grabbed back my own thing, right?" So the halacha is that it's an eid echad. Yep. So you have to swear against the eid echad. The eid echad has no knowledge who it was. I saw him grab it. So the rule by an echad is that as long as that echad exists, we have to follow that echad. You can swear and break the power of that echad. So you have to swear that you didn't grab it, because the echad says you did grab it. Says, you can't swear, you murdered that you grabbed it. You can't swear. He says, well, let me swear that it's mine. He says, there's no such true one better than that it's mine. We're not discussing whether it's yours or not. So he loses, he has to give it back. That's the rule in Shas. That's the worst case. You say, so Rashbam says in the Gemara, like, what are we saying? There's an assumption over here which doesn't make sense. Morris says, yeah, the assumption is if you have something, it's yours. So we see somebody grabbing it, we see Gzela. That's just a halachic assumption. My rabbi one time told me that, I asked him, how far does this go? I said, okay. We lived in an apartment building with, they had washing machines in the basement. So I come up with a load of laundry, and there's a pair of socks which I don't recognize. So I go to neighbor one, it's not theirs. Two, three, four, everybody says not theirs. He says, what do I do with it now? He says, it's yours. That's the sock. That's the Gemara over there. If you say you have something, it's yours. I said, I don't recognize it. So, well, maybe you made a mistake. You forgot. But everybody else says not theirs, and you have it. Means it's yours.
So there's a couple different things there. First off, nobody's claiming.
I understand that. I'm not saying what I'm saying, but the same. Again, the point I'm saying is tomorrow I'm a kaddish and issue with it. It's vada kedusha. Let us off it.
I'm not disagreeing, but by each person saying it's not theirs, if it was theirs, they're effectively mockering the item.
I understand, but I'm not. I don't ask Kenyan. I'm not saying, okay, now I'll be kind. I'm saying, I don't know. Right? So I should say, listen, it's a Suffolk ownership. Maybe someone else made a mistake.
But in all these cases, with the shirt, with the last kind of...
You don't know. First of all, we don't know. Maybe they bought it from him. You're assuming that there's no way other than they got it back. I don't know. But again, we're not discussing that. But that's not my point. The point is, it's not a vada either. But that's not my point. This is the sugya over there in the Gemara of Tuck Fulkayan, right? Suffolk Bechor. Bezin Paskin that it belongs to Yisrael, because the Mitzvah Chalev Arai. Now the Kohen grabs it. So we say, excuse me, give it back. We don't give it back. It's a sub of Makor. Yeah, but once Bezan passes in Israel, you're a Ganav. But it's a Sovik. Yeah, beautiful, but you're still a Ganav. The power of the Raya is not American law. We don't do it. Let's just. It's a psak and Bezan. It's a decision. It's a halachic decision that now you are owner. What's the reality is irrelevant in halacha at this point in time. I don't care. It's a psak. It's yours. That's the power of a psak of Bezdin. So the Chiddush of this Gemara is even though you never went to Bezdin, it still has that power.
So, basically, in that last statement, it sounds like the psak exists even before going to Bezdin.
Correct. That's what the Chiddush of this Gemara is. I don't lose that power of psak, which I would have. Those four people have that power of psak. I don't lose it because I bought it. That's the Chiddush of this Gemara.
One of those four people doesn't lose.
Which is
any one of those four people, and I bought from four people who all have that same psak. So I have that psak.
I think he said it right. One of those people is going to be at a loss.
No. If all four go to Bezdin, all four will win. And I bought from four people who are going to win Bezdin, so I win. That's what the Gemara is saying. I don't like it. There's a question, I like it or not. That doesn't say what's right and what's. The Bezdin has rules. And Shemayim, the guy's going to burn ahead of him. I don't care. You know, like but it's irrelevant for our purposes. If we do, you know, the other mandamer, the woman that says matzino samiyada, the woman says ein matzino samiyada. We don't. If the kain grabs it, he wins. So that's called domen gvar. So let's keep fighting back and forth the whole the rest of their life. So there's the decision to make to award ownership is a decision. It's an award. I mean, Bezdin's saying, listen, we have no idea whose it is, but it's Yisrael. That's what Bezdin's words are. They got to be Yisrael and Tzak Osir. The Gemara says over there, it's a Sofer B'chor. You can't avoid it with it. You can't take Yisrael from it. You can't take Cholah from it. It has all these Yisrael. But it's part of the Yisrael's.
So this behavior there is to
Yeah.
The
languages, well, even get some mum, you can eat it. You can shaft it and eat it, but you can't work with it. Muslim of Araya is not just that Gemara is the Gemara which the Gemara grapples with the question is Muslim of Araya a final decision or not. If you hold Metzina Samayod when the current grabs it, we're saying once we award it to the Yisrael, again we didn't go to Bezdin,
but it's even not once we award it, it's like a pre-existence.
Well, because they didn't go to Bezdin necessarily even before they go to Bezdin. Once there's a summit before Yisrael has it, the kind grabs, we say give it back. I mean, we never went to Bezdin.
Right, it's a pre-existing.
Because since that would be the decision, when Yisrael has it, we're going to have to ward it as if that happened. It's a fascinating, I mean, that is the Kiddush, if that's...